The Workday Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
This is Mind Your Business, where we look at the SME sector here in Singapore, issues pertaining to the sector as well. And we've heard so much about cyber incidents happening. Singapore's largest data breach happened last year to SingHealth. But it seems it isn't just the fault of cyber attackers. It's, in fact, perhaps Singapore employees' likely source of cyber incidents. Even with the most sophisticated security technology, the organizations are finding that the unknown hackers and competitors aren't just the perpetrators. It's current and former employees cited as top sources of security incidents. So what more can be done about this? And are you still using the same password for all your accounts? To talk us through it is Jeffrey Kok, Vice President, Solution Engineers for Asia Pacific and Japan at CyberArk. Jeffrey, thanks for coming today.
Thanks for having me here, Howie.
So it is, isn't it, that one password for all that might be the biggest fault of employees?
The convenience of having one password, and because our limited mind capability, memory space
yes,
that we can store.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. So most people use a few variants of password that they use across their personal and to their work life.
So that's a really big issue, isn't it?
It is. And a lot of them end up using weak and easy to remember passwords. So imagine if your personal life password, something in maybe your Facebook or an account that you don't use so often, gets compromised, then that, in a way, traced it back to the work life.
Okay, what are some of the other common employee behaviors that leave the organizations vulnerable as well?
The fundamental challenge behind is actually the lack of awareness. I think most employees do not have a malicious intent. By our studies, right, more than 90% of what we call insider threats, the existing employees, they want to do right. Just a lot of them are just not educated, or they are just are unaware that what they are doing might not be best practice. Some what we call the lack of good hygiene. But once these are taught, then they were likely to do the right thing. Everything from choosing strong passwords to having regularly rotated passwords, or even using password managers to randomly generate passwords and automatically rotate it on your behalf. The technology is out there today. And, for example, think about for internet banking. Most people use 2FA or MFA. Singapore started that with by MAS back in 2003. So we've been using that for 16 years. But if you look at the workspace, we don't have 2FA or multi-factor authentication for all your applications and all your business usage. So I think a lot of these practices should be more pervasive, and the users should embrace and learn about all these basic hygiene.
How aware are companies and their employees as well in terms of knowing about this, that it is their responsibility, employees as well, not just, we're a small company, cyber attacks aren't going to happen to us?
I think the awareness is picking up a lot in this part of the world in recent years. I mean, if I remember 10 years back, most people think, these cybersecurity incidents only happen in the US, in the Western world. But I think in our part of the world, thanks to the high-profile breach, people are taking notice. Executives, in the board are making it priority for, to have better control, security controls within the enterprise. And we're starting to see a lot better education of their staff. It's no longer about how much profit bring in, but also how safe is the business.
Yeah. Let's talk about credential theft. That remains the most common and effective route to a successful cyber attack. First, tell us what credential theft is.
Simplest way of credential theft is just stealing of passwords. But today, credential theft goes beyond just passwords because we also have keys. We also have
physical keys?
It can be physical keys that we use in the digital world, but it also can be digital keys that doesn't have a physical form. It's just a string of ones and zeros that your applications use to log in and sign in on your behalf.
Yeah. And why is this still the most common and effective route to a successful cyber attack?
Because it's the easiest and the most effective way. So imagine today if you're a hacker and you can just, shoulder surf someone while they are typing a password, or take a small video with a video camera, play back in slow motion to find out what the password is, you can easily become that person in the digital world.
Yeah. Also, if you have a grubby keyboard, you can sort of tell, right?
Exactly. And there are plenty of you know, commercially available tools, such as the rubber ducky, the another what we call keyboard sniffer, whereby they will capture all your keystroke and thus your password.
Tying back to cyber hygiene, don't let your colleagues use your login details as well, right? It's kind of the same thing.
Yep. So, you know, just like you don't share toothbrush, you don't share password, right?
Okay.
And, you know, likewise, you need to regularly change your toothbrush. You should regularly change your password and keep it close and dear to your heart. You know, there are also tools out there that can help you manage password complexities and have unique password for different applications.
Jeffrey, let me put it to you this way. I mean, sometimes employees, we're like children, refuse to listen, perhaps, right? Are there better systems, though, that can be implemented, let's say, to mitigate employees' lack of cyber hygiene and their stubbornness, so to speak?
I think there's two parts. First is on a technology front, there are better standards and technology that allows more seamless and more secure locked-in. For example, think about your phone. A lot of people use your face or your fingerprint to sign in. That exists for computers today. And the standard to interoperate, extend that to the enterprise have also been maturing. But it also goes back to education. I liked how in Singapore, we are educating our primary school children, right? My son is learning how to have strong passwords, how to manage passwords when he's in primary two.
Why do you think employees, though, are resistant to the call for better cyber hygiene?
I think, again, there's probably two parts. The first part being the difference between convenience versus security. Now, if I'm going to have a stronger password, it means it's going to take me harder to type, more to remember, and there's a lot more work involved. And I think the second part is the users are more often unaware what they are doing may have a bigger implication to the business or to their jobs. So I think the need to tackle both of them together.
Okay, what can organizations then do to better educate their staff about cyber awareness and prevent insider threats?
I think for a start, organizations, the business need to understand that there is a need to educate their staff and, first of all, set realistic expectations. Your staff's not going to wake up the next morning or attend a 2-hour class and become cyber ninjas.
Yeah.
They will take time. Set realistic goals and educate the staff on a regular basis. So think about, in the 80s, we had a courtesy lion that got everyone to be more, courteous and more friendly, right?
Need a cybersecurity mascot, something?
Exactly. We need a cyber lion.
Okay.
And get everyone to think about cybersecurity, get awareness out there. I've seen organizations do very well with very beautiful posters and funny cartoons that, on every door and corridor to educate people.
Mm.
So every little thing, and also to test your people, right? We have fire drills for our buildings, right? Test your people that they will know what to do when, there are attempts to try to steal credentials or when bad things happen, how do they react?
Is it safe to say if I had a different password, strong password for everything, I'd be safe?
That's just the first step.
Huh? Okay.
It's also important where you use the password, because if you enter the password to the wrong place, it might be picked up by the bad guys.
All right. So lots to think about. CyberArk.com is where you can find them. CyberArk.com. Jeffrey Kok is Vice President, Solution Engineers for Asia Pacific and Japan at CyberArk. Jeffrey, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.